This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Enthusiasm for Colorado state parks waned a little in 2022. They were their most popular of all time during the height of the pandemic. Then last year, state parks saw a decrease in visitors by 9% from the previous year. Joey Livingston is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
So what we're seeing in 2022 is more of a return to what normal levels would be pre-pandemic.
The overall boost in popularity has led CPW to make changes at some parks. For example, people visiting in El Dorado Canyon near Boulder have to reserve a time to enter. Colorado saw a flood of new businesses at the end of last year, but a lot of other businesses fell behind. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
A new report from CU's Lead School of Business and the Secretary of State's office shows a mixed bag for entrepreneurs in Colorado. More businesses failing to keep up with registration could mean there's trouble ahead, says Brian Lewandowski, executive director of CU's Business Research Division.
We look at delinquencies and wonder if what that's a signal of. Is it somebody just sort of late on their paperwork, on their renewal, or is it a signal of harder times that some of these businesses are facing?
Delinquencies rose more than 9% in the fourth quarter. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's a new executive director of the Colorado Department of Corrections this week. Moses Andre Stancil has served as the interim director since December 2022 and is now officially the governor's permanent selection. Stancil has worked at the DOC for more than 24 years. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.